WAETQ monitoring.
And 6WY on Michigan Statewide 1.
SEQ, this is WAIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
ATK, Joe monitoring.
Did you make it over here, Tom? N8KPD.
Oh, look at that. It works. I just turned it on, and I'm like, why am I not seeing statewide? Oh, that's right. I have to hit the up and down arrow. So, yeah, I'm here.
Very good. Yeah, you got to do something with your audio on that radio. That one's kind of loud, too. So, weird. At least, I don't know, maybe it's loud in my end. Maybe somebody else can give us an assessment. So, but yeah, that sounds a little bit better. Well, there's towers down that way, too, so that makes it good. I don't know how far south the Sean's repeater goes or if there's a hub, but I thought there was one in Detroit, too. Oh, you said you were on Warren. Isn't there a receiver in Detroit?
No, I'm in, what is this, West Bloomfield? I'm at Northwestern and Middlebelt. I'm heading over to 12 Mile in the Orchard Lake area.
The Big Dollar part of town.
Yeah, I got a customer that's got a couple door controllers that are offline. I tried troubleshooting over the phone, but since I can't log into it remotely while I was at home, I said, I'll be out there on Friday. I'll take a look at it. Might be something minor, might be something major. Not sure yet. It's IP-based, software's on-site, so it should be pretty easy to troubleshoot.
I would hope so. So, yeah, that's good. So, other than that, not too much. Just glad to see you back on the workforce. So, I was going to try to get Sean back to his radio today. I was seeing if I couldn't help him with it a little bit, but I can't. It's too new. So, there's some modifications I can do on some of these to make them more hand-friendly, ham-friendly, H-A-M. But his is too new, so, but he took the day off. So I'm grabbing a fillet of fish, no cheese, large diet Coke, and heading to see a client.
Oh, see, you're like me, going out to go see a client. This is my first hit of the day. I had to stop by the office first in Auburn Hills and give the install manager, because my boss is on vacation down in Florida, so I had to give my install manager my release paper. And she looks at me and she goes, how you feeling? I'm like, a little stiff, but I'm doing okay. I'm a half inch taller because of the cages there. So, but I'm happy to be back. I need senility, and this is my senility. K-K-K-J-O Gujo.
Very good. Okay. I'm glad everything's working well. So, I'm glad you got close to the outcome you were expecting.
Yes, I was having, because the nerve root was pinched between C4 and C5, or between C5 and C6. 4, 5, and 6 had issues. And I was getting tremors in my arm. I said, if you've ever hit it, grabbed an electric fence, that's what my arms felt like constantly, tremors. And it was to the point where I couldn't even write my own name on a piece of paper. It took me literally 2 hours to fill out the pre-op paperwork, like 2 weeks prior to me going in for surgery, because I couldn't write. I got so far, and it just looks like, you know, a five-year-old child was writing.
Well, I'm glad you got everything back. Yeah, I had the same thing with my lower back. I was walking around, I don't know, whatever, Little Caesars Arena here about 2, 3, 4 years ago, and all of a sudden my right leg just quit. I mean, poof, gone. So, but the same thing, you know, but just farther down the stream, you know, mine was in my lumbar part. So I just don't get what it is. It just seems like everybody nowadays has back problems. I mean, I don't know if it's what we eat, our environment, our lifestyles, but it seems, if you're a surgeon, that seems to be the business to be in.
Yeah, I think once you hit 40, they say once you hit 50, I think once you hit 45, you start falling apart. That's how I see it. Last year and this year, I've had two major surgeries. I had my rotator cuff, repaired last year. You know, I tore it up pretty bad, so I was off for a month for that. And then my fingers were still numb. And he said, you know, so I had to wait like a year, he says, to make sure everything was all healed. I went into him, I said, look, these two fingers are still numb. What do we need to do? Get some more PT, strengthen up my arm a little bit more.
and then got sent to a neck ortho. He did all his testing, and he's like, yeah, you got a pinched nerve in there, and it's not going to go away. This is your choice. I'm like, okay, let's do it. Just get it done. So I'm glad I got it done. Still, you know, there's going to be little flash-ups here and there until it's fully healed, you know, because he poked around the nerves, moved them all around, cleaned all, you know, cleaned all the bone spurs out. So we'll see how it goes, but right now I'm happy with the results because I can write, and I can do driver without dropping it.
Well, with your job, both of those are kind of important. So I'm good. I'm glad you got the results. So at the end of the day, that's what matters, getting the results. And also at the end of the day, be thankful for some of the things that they can do nowadays. They can't do everything, but they can do a lot. So, you know, you just hear the stories. Yeah, I had my physical yesterday and, you know, same lectures. I keep losing weight, blah, 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 everything else like that. And I had the blood test. It must have been okay because they posted it. And, you know, for your little medical chart that you can go online, usually if there's something out of whack, you get a phone call before they post it. So I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm sure it's all okay. So otherwise, I would have gotten a phone call before it got posted. So all's good at that end. But other than that, you on the Novi Tower or the Detroit Tower, or are you not sure?
The channel says MI5, DET1, and then I hit the down arrow and it gives me the statewide. So I don't think I popped on the Novi Tower yet, so I'm hitting the Detroit one from Orchard Lake and 12 Mile.
Oh, wow. Do you got your setup to do it automatically? Does your radio do that?
No, I don't think so. I got three zones. I have home, travel, and open spot is how Don programmed it for me. So I just flip around and I did DET1, and then I just hit down there. I found statewide 1 or 51. I got DET2. I don't know what tower that is. I know I got four. I think I got four towers, and of course, 51 through 54 on the radio. I haven't got too far with it. When I found statewide one, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay right there. That's where I'm at. So we'll see how far it goes.
Yeah, I know certain radios will automatically transfer. I forget IP Connect, IP something. I know that mine will automatically go to whatever's got the stronger signal. You set it for like negative 100, negative 90, what have you. And after that, it starts looking. So, and I've seen that setup, and it works remarkably well. So if it's set up right and the radio does it, you could drive all around the state, and it would automatically choose whichever one's the best signal. But I think, I'm not sure what all radios do that. I know the Big M does it. I know the commercial radios do it. I'm not sure if the ham radios will do that. But it is kind of a cool thing.
Who knows? It may be. I mean, because you're coming in clear as a bell. And where am I at here? 12 Mile and what am I coming up on? I think Drake or Farmington. No, I'm coming up on Farmington. So I'm at 12 Mile in Farmington, and I haven't changed these channels at all yet. KJO.
We're hitting Detroit from there. That's pretty darn impressive. So good job to the boys who did that. So, yeah, I'm Jefferson, just coming into Chesterfield, so I'm fairly close to the tower. So that's probably why. And I'm not sure. Am I hitting it too hard or not? Let me look. There, I backed off the tower, and I don't know if that would mean anything or not. Of course, I don't know where I have it set at either.
Well, right now, looks like my output is 4 watts. So I'm using 4. And if I'm hitting the Detroit Tower still, to me, that's pretty impressive. I don't know. I've been quite impressed with it, I have to say. I tried to see which repeater I get in on analog for FBI, and I said it's 600 right now, so I know that's the Warren Tower. It's probably going to start crackling if it hasn't already if I key up on it. But you're coming in loud and clear. You know, I backed off the mic a little bit. I have a tendency to do that because I do announcing for horse shows, or I used to, for Armada Fair and 4-H. So I'm used to projecting my voice when need be.
And yes, I can get kind of loud.
Well, yeah, you can tell when there's a digital radio out there. I watch OP Live every weekend, and you can tell the digital radios are analog. Just by the sound on them, just by the audio, key clicks. I mean, I come back from L.A. when I was in the sheriff's department there as a civilian employee, and they were VHF, and what frequency? Oh, they were 39.4, and there you could tell when that repeater clicked because you just hear that hum and then that click right afterwards.
39.4, I think that's low band. I know the state police used to be in that area, too. I had a conversation with somebody a little while ago, but that's where the state police used to be many years ago. And then everybody went to that 800 P25 stuff. You know, that's something I'd like to try carrying on a QSO with sometime. You know, like, of course, in the handband, just to hear, because that's supposed to be more better than this, you know, as far as fidelity goes, recognizing people's voices, getting rid of the digital echo, as per se. So one of these days I'll borrow one from Sean and use one of his, because all his repeaters have got it on. They just don't go anywhere. You know, so like if you're on the 2.6, it just covers the 2.6 area. Or if you're on the Richmond, your repeater just covers the Richmond area. You know, it doesn't transfer. But it's in there. That's that double beep you hear.
I was wondering what that was. The doo-doo every so many minutes or whatever. Is that 2.6 link? Oh, okay. That sounds like fun. More toys. I got to stop with the toys. My wife is going to get mad. I got to get two trees cut down. But I keep buying toys.
Yeah, and for what they charge to cut trees down nowadays, you could put a 200-foot tower in your yard.
$550, that's what it is, to cut down the tree. And that's also to take all the branches.
Dude, that sounds like a deal. You should jump on that.
I will if need be. But I have arrived at my destination on Lewis Drive in Cabot over here in Farmington Hills. I'm going to go in and see what's going on in here. This guy's been waiting for me for like a week.
Okay, I walked on you a little bit, stepped on you, whatever term we want to use. You go have a good day, and I'll throw my call out after I'm done with my client and see if you get your projects done. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N-8-K-P-P.
K-A-T-A-K-G-O.
Hey, Cujo. Can you make it over here? And A-T-K-P-P.
K-A-T-A-K-G-O.
K-E-A-P-P Mobile, monitoring statewide one from I-75 Southbound.
Hey, Dave. N-A-K-P-P.
Finding it.
I wasn't sure. Was that you, or was there another station that called out just before you?
I think I doubled with somebody. He said Pontiac.
Whoever that was, go ahead.
Cujo, KCKJO.
So, hey, Tom. Gabe is the other person on the line. So, he's up Flint area somewhere. He's on digital a lot, too. Mr. Gabe, how'd you do on your furnace project? Last I talked to you, you said they were trying to get you. What did you decide to do?
Oh, yeah, going with a Armana for the brand, and it's a 96% efficiency, and then doing a whole home humidifier as well. So coming in just under $5,000, like $4,800.
You know what? Installed, that ain't too bad, especially if it's got a humidifier. I was going to tell you that, too. Humidifier is a must. want to keep the humidity in your house at 40% or something like that. That's a biggie. A lot of people don't. So,
Manna. So, yeah, he'll do good. That sounds like a good deal. That sounds fair. I mean, his cost on the furnace is probably going to be... I'm trying to turn right here. Just give me a minute. Go ahead, Tom. I'll let you go.
Yeah, do I sound better now? I changed over to, I think, another channel. See how that does. How's it going, Dave? It's Tom, Studio, KC8KJO.
Hey, Tom, you sound a little bit better now. My name is actually Gabe, Golf Alpha Bravo Echo, and it calls signs KC8PBV, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Bravo Bravo. Yeah, I'm up here in Bay City, headed towards Great Lakes Crossing. I'm going to go do a little bit of shopping. I got to pick some clothes up, and I'll be coming right back home today. So I got the radio on Rome, and I'm just going to let it bounce me from tower to tower on my way down.
Yeah, I gotta figure out how to do that on OpenG77. Maybe I'll do it when I get home tonight.
Sure, I do it on most brands of radios. I'm really only familiar with Motorola. It's a really nice feature if you're mobile, but the downside to roaming is you can only monitor one talk group at a time. So you can't monitor statewide one and statewide two at the same time. However, there's a little trick you can do to monitor statewide one, event one, and event three at the same time. And statewide 2, event 2, and event 4 at the same time, but I've never heard any traffic on the event channels officially anyway.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I don't think he's got a Motorola, and I think that I don't know if OpenGD has the IP connect or not in order to travel, but he should be actually using the Novi towers as far west as he is, but Cujo, that is, but I don't think he's got that programmed in yet. So, but we got to do that, and we still got to get his audio down. There's got to be a dB gain mic adjustment somewhere in that radio to back him off a little. So he still snaps just a tad, you know, when you listen to him. But I will check. But yeah, the downside of these are where you're at is where you're at. So I take it. I'll hand it off to Tom after this, but I take it, Gabe, you're using an XPR radio. Go ahead, Tom. N-A-K-P-P.
Yeah, I don't know if I just talked too loud or my... I'm not sure what frequency it says. Also, the Safari 1, it says MPC-1 or MPC-2 or DET-1 and DET-2. So I'd have to look and see what the frequencies are. I mean, but if you know how to mess around a little bit more with OpenGD77, Wally, I'll send you my code plug.
Yeah, send me the code plug, and I'll throw the Novi ones on there for you, too, because if you spend a lot of time over there, that Novi one, that's a powerhouse as well. I think we'll cover almost a landing, so that works pretty good. Go ahead, Gabe. I meant to ask you what you're using for a radio.
KE8PBB. Yeah, I'm using a Motorola XPR 7550, or excuse me, 5550E. So the mobile, 40-watt mobile with the handheld control head. And then I've got a 7550E as well, and I'm actually going to be buying another one here in a week or so, another handheld. So I want to build out a couple more handhelds, and then I'd like to buy a couple more 5550s for a base station. I'd like to have another base station at home, and then another base station at my cabin. Maybe even a mobile in the wife's car. We'll see. But I try to buy one once in a while. They're awfully expensive buying these Motorola's. That's one of the downsides.
Yeah. There was a guy in Grand Rapids. Search on the Grand Rapids thing. He's got some really nice, or he had some really nice 75s. Not the E's. You really don't need the E unless you want the latest and the greatest. But I think I got one from him for like less than under $200. And the thing looks brand new. So, and it had a lot of cool stuff programmed in it. I can't remember what his name was. But, yeah, he had a nice set of radios. But, yeah, I always look around and search for 7550s. I love 7550 radio. I just think it's great. And I, of course, I always break down and buy the expensive microphone for it, too. But the audio going out and coming in is over the top. And I think you want to carry on a QSO with somebody,
nobody says anything, but if it's crystal clear and, you know, sounds natural, they hang with you for a while. So, and I'm kind of a Mr. Greatest guy. So, anyways, that's enough about me. Mr. Tom, your turn. How goes the travels?
Well, being Dusty, it's a Pontiac. And Adams on Auburn Road. So, I'm picking you guys up pretty good. He said, my audio's a little high. Like I said, when I get home, I'll crack open the laptop and go to QRZ, get your email, and send you my code plug. That way, you can tweak it for me. That would be great. And if there's a roaming option in there, hey, that would be great. And I said, Don got it all programmed, pulled out that factory firmware from TYT and put in the OpenGD firmware. So far, that thing has been like a champ.
Yeah, that's a great radio for the money, and with that firmware, that makes it, I mean, you can't beat it for $100. I don't care what they say. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing out there better in that price range than that radio with that firmware. It's over the top. I mean, it's real, real good. And, of course, nobody's letting me over again. Dave, go ahead. I'm fighting traffic here on Hall Road, and it's not very nice today.
Yeah, I like doing the Motorola's, like you know, and like you do as well, but for $100, yeah, there's got to be some other good radios out there on the market, and, you know, once you get the audio settings figured out, it can be a good radio if you're well within the repeater's range. I think the Motorola's really do shine, especially once you start getting to the edge of the fringe of a system's range, but, you know, not everything's got to be a really expensive radio. I would like to pick up a Motorola XPR repeater. Most likely I'd like to get an 8400. And I'd like to just have one set up at my cabin, and I'll get a flat pack duplexer and just run it on GMRS frequencies. You know, and it's playing like for GMRS, so just a really small footprint GMRS radio to have at my cabin would be nice. And then if I wanted to, I could even set it up to be a ham one. I'm just not sure how that goes with getting coordinated on the UHF side of things.
I know there's a thing called the MIARC or something. They do a lot of the coordination and stuff like that, too. And, you know, I don't know who's all involved. Next time you talk to Sean, he probably can point you in the right direction. And I know that there's one or two pairs that you can use without being coordinated, but, you know, you're going to limit the footprint. So, you know, but my guess is just speaking off the cuff, totally off the cuff. You know, you're not going to have that much coverage area. You're not going to have that much height, and you're in the middle of nowhere. So I think it'd probably be a lot easier for you than it would be somebody like where I am. You know, like, you know, oh, look, he wants to put something up near Macomb, and there's no peers available. So, you know, I think that a lot of it has to do with geographical area, too. You know, but GMRS, yeah, then Mike can just use it with your license and, which is, that's the intention of GMRS, actually. It wasn't to be like what we're doing. It was supposed to be for families and things of that nature. So that's the way it was written, but they're kind of like turning it into ham light. That's my soapbox. But Mr. Tom, your turn. N-A-K-P-P.
I think I'm on there. Well, I have arrived at my destination. And it sounds like you said you're on Hull Road, so I got FBI Warren logged in there. 7, pop back up. I'm going to go ahead and step out, let you guys chat. I got to go fix the door. Yay. 73, on your final. KCA-KDO. KCA-Coop.
I like it.
All right. Good job meeting you there. I'm bad at remembering your name, so hopefully I'll catch you on the air another time. But, yeah, I think I just switched towers, actually, let me check. No, I guess I'm still on the Bay Tower. But, the GMRS I do like quite a bit. I wish you could do BMR on it, but I know that they don't let you do that, so I guess it is what it is. I guess, you know, kind of the interoperability part of it. But, I don't know, still isn't a bad option to have, especially if a repeater can run in dual mode. But, yeah, and then actually I'll be heading down to Florida here over the next weekend and through the first part of next week, and I was thinking about bringing my 7550 down. There's a repeater down there in Florida. I was thinking about trying to get into it down there in Orlando.
Yeah, that'll be fun. A digital one, I take it.
I must have lost you an 8KPB.
Nothing here, GE8PBB, mobile monitoring, statewide one.
There you go, you're back. How quick can they do your furnace?
McCoy Heating and Cooling. It's a local place we got up here in Bay City. And I know some of the people that run the show there, so I thought I'd give them some business. Hopefully it'll get installed next Friday. That's what it's looking like so far. And I'm lucky it's going to be a nice warm week again, so it's not like Dallas is going to get down and get too cold.
And yeah, well, if you got to crack your heat exchanger, make sure you do have to use it. Make sure you grab yourself a CO monitor, and you should have one of those in your house anyway, but they're cheap. You can buy them at any big box store nowadays, and CO gets high. They make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah. All my smoke detectors are dual CO smoke. I'm going to take a look at them, though. I typically replace the batteries right around next month. You know, kind of like with the daylight saving time, just changing stuff. And I'm going to just make sure they are all CO. I think they are, and I might add one or two in my basement. I don't think I've actually got any in my basement.
Yeah, they've come a long ways with that technology, the CO and the ionization and temperature rise. They've come a long, long way with a lot of them. Now they communicate with each other. And actually, in the newer houses, believe it or not, they have to be all wired together, and they have to have a dual power source. So even that, and it's all good. I'm not complaining. I just the cost of this stuff is very, very reasonable for what it does. And, you know, it's not like it was years ago. So, you know, it's all good. And I got to take this phone call. I just can't believe it's Friday, and my phone is just blowing up. Gabe, I'll talk to you a little bit later. NAKPG.
Falcon 73, KE8PBB, I'll be monitoring.
KEC8KJO. 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 KEC8KJO.